thing in his hand. His wife's high heels clacked on the tarmac. The car's locking system beeped, and Barry wondered whether his nausea might abate once he had eaten. Then, pain such as he had never experienced sliced through his brain like a demolition ball. He barely noticed the smarting of his knees as they smacked onto the cold tarmac. His skull was awash with fire and blood. The agony was excruciating beyond endurance, except that endure it he must, for oblivion was still a minute away. Mary screamed, and kept screaming. Several men came running from the bar. One of them sprinted back inside the building to see whether either of the club's retired doctors was present. A married couple, acquaintances of Barry and Mary's, heard the commotion from the restaurant, abandoned their starters, and hurried outside to see what they could do. The husband called 999 on his mobile. The ambulance had to come from the neighbouring city of Yarville, and it took 25 minutes to reach them. By the time the pulsing blue light slid over the scene, Barry was lying motionless and unresponsive on the ground in a pool of his own vomit. Mary was crouching beside him, the knees of her tights ripped, clutching his hand, sobbing, and whispering his name.